Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. Welcome to the Hope Collection, the talk radio show. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today. And I usually host the show on Thursdays. And the show is normally broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And each day we have a different host to give people a little bit different perspective from different people's personalities and different programs that they're working on. So I normally work on a number of different programs in general in the area of housing, in the area of education and certification, in the areas of financial independence in the families, and security, financial security, and working with immigrants. I do a lot of work with immigrants every day, and to me, it's an area of opportunity now that's growing every day because there's more and more immigrants coming across the border every day. And not only the southern border, but some are being flown in from other locations in New York and down from Canada and over from Afghanistan and Haiti. And locations all around immigrants are swarming into the United States. And I believe the main reason, well, they're seeking asylum, and that's probably true for a lot of them. But some of them are they just want to have a better life for themselves and their families. They're wherever they come from, they're having a hard time getting a job or keeping a job, and having a hard time getting enough income to support their family, and some of them are basically being not having a good situation in their life with the government officials and police and so forth. So there's a number of reasons why they're all coming here. But I believe that we can help them. We can help them with various aspects of their life and improving their situation. And I ask all of you who are listening, those of you who are listening on the Internet, because we do broadcast over 75 countries around the world, we have the tools, we have the skills, we have the ability and the time to work with you and help you in whatever area you need. I'm saying that as an open invitation for all of you. You can reach us by coming on to this radio show any day during the week from 12 noon to 1 o'clock or on Saturday morning from 9 to 10. So, and it's the same telephone number for all of the shows. That's 714-816-4686. And we'll be happy to talk with you. And we'd be happy to try to help you identify what are your needs and what are your interests and how can we help you. It's something we do. It's something we've been doing for many years now. The Hope Collection has been around for more than 25 years. And we've helped literally thousands of people. I don't know what the exact number is because I don't keep track of that stuff. Dr. Joel Griffin and his wife always kept track of that and their family because they're the founders of the Hope Collection. Dr. Joel Griffin, unfortunately, passed away between a month and 2 months ago now. And it's been a great loss for all of us, a great loss. He was a tremendous man, and he did tremendous things for many, many people around the world. And Joel was the kind of guy, he was always encouraging everyone to improve their family situation, improve their lifestyle, and use the tools and the people that we have available to help all of these people. So that's why I encourage you, because Dr. Joel Griffin taught me to be aware of people's needs and be aware of all of the capabilities that we have available to us to help people. And try to get them excited about improving their life, because people sometimes get so beaten down over a period of time that it's hard for them to pick themselves up, and it's hard for them to even think about having a better lifestyle, because they lose their dream, and their dream is to be able to be able to serve and to be able to help other people as well. And I find that most people, when you ask them that question, are you interested in helping other people? And most cases when I ask that question, people will say, oh yes, I like helping people. I like working with people. And so that's what we do. Our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. It's a pay it forward philosophy based on the movie Pay It Forward that was many years ago, starred Tom Spacek and Helen Hunt when she was a much younger woman at that time. It's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it. It has a great message and a great theme, and it's a good clean movie, and a family oriented movie. So I highly recommend it for everybody and anybody. So if you can get your hands on a copy, definitely look at it. And I've seen it many times, and every time I get excited about what was being promoted in that movie, and how it worked, and how it was started with a young boy, and so I encourage you all to listen to that and watch it. Great movie. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about some of the projects that we have going on to the Hope Collection. I had a couple of guests invited, but so far no one has shown up. And that's okay, because there are many people on the Internet that may be listening. And I'm sharing with all of you, not just with the people that come on to the radio site. By the way, the number again is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. I want to start with veterans. We have a number of veterans that we're working with, literally hundreds of them. And that was where Dr. Joel Griffin was. He was a master in working with veterans. He had a direct connection to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Pentagon and in the Department of Defense. And so I see I have a guest came on, and I'm going to talk with him first. Is this my friend Gary from Buffalo?
Well, hello, Bob Oakley, you man of renown.
How are you doing, my friend?
I want to tell our listening audience it's slightly overcast in Buffalo, and we're nowhere near it, but we're still anticipating our first snowfall. So on that happy note, we'll continue on. No, it's 65 degrees outside, so we're nowhere near it. But
you're fading in and out.
Well, Bob, I know you live in the New York or New Jersey area, I should say. And I have a nice little ski area that's open 365 days a year, and it's at that brand new mall in New Jersey. But of all things, Bob, they had a fire at a ski area. So I called to see if you had more information regarding that.
I just got back from a trip to my doctor, and everything's going well, so I'm real pleased. And I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, and the immigrants kept coming on my mind because I'm working with them a lot, and it seems to me like there's just such a tremendous opportunity right now for us to help a lot of people that really need our help. Immigrants coming across the southern border, immigrants coming across from Canada and through New York and New Jersey and various Florida and various other areas. They all seem to want to come to the United States. And I'm not surprised that they feel that way, because there's so much more opportunity here for people, even though a lot of our freedoms are being questioned right now, and a lot of people want to take away a lot of our freedoms, they see more opportunity here, more opportunity to worship the way they want to, more opportunity to get a better job and create a better lifestyle for the families, and opportunities to become a citizen of this country and learn the language and just many, many, many possibilities for these people. And I know we have the tools, and I know we have the desire to help these people. And I just see it as a way to really make an impact on people's lives. and to help them. And I see it personally every day for the people that I'm working with personally. Two families from Colombia I'm working with, and a family from Uruguay, and a family from Honduras, and various other locations. I just see them as some an area where we need a lot of. We can do a lot of help with people. Excuse me. I heard the latest immigration numbers was over 100,000 came into the United States in the past month, and that's not an unusual. At this time, it's not an unusual. It's an unusual if you look back 15, 20 years, but in recent years, that seems to be a growing number every month. And since the new administration took over in the United States, it's growing astronomically. So there's just they're overwhelmed. The government is overwhelmed from getting requests from all of these people for help. And we can help out too. We can help them to get jobs. We can help them to get housing. We can help them to get education if they need it, and we can help them to get certified in a particular job they might want to get into, and just so many areas, health and wellness, and we can help them in just so many areas today through the Hope Collection, through Optimize My Life, through ePantry and My Coach's Corner. Just many, many opportunities that we have available for these people through the RR Center, all these different websites that we have available that Dr. Joel Griffin and the team created over the years to help us to help people and to help them to help themselves as well and to help them to help other people as well. So that's what it's all about. Being a member of the board, I can see, maybe a little bit bigger picture than most people. But it's really eye-opening when you see how much opportunity there is available for people and how we can help them with those opportunities. Does that make sense, Gary?
Bob, it makes all the sense in the world. You've got my mind moving a mile a minute here. And I have a lot of ideas regarding this, but I don't want to take over the microphone and talk too long. Should I begin?
Yeah. Gary, I can hardly hear you. I don't know if it's my hearing or if it's my phone or what it is, but I can hardly hear you.
Ah, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Oh, okay. I'll put it closer to my mouth. I'm also going to my car right now. So let me know if I break up on you, and we'll try and figure it out. But
okay,
Bob, I have a very just a second. I've got to go. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Well, folks, that was Gary Halberstein. He's a great friend of Hope and a great friend of mine. We've been working together for a number of years now, and I have great respect for him. He's a former teacher and administrator, and he's just has a wealth of information and a wealth of knowledge, and he's very active in the Hope Collection and some other programs as well, not just the Hope Collection. He's kind of like me. He gets his hands in a lot of areas. I'm a businessman. I've been a businessman for more than 50 years, and I am very active in my businesses. in a construction business, a rental properties business, and a marketing business. So all three of those, plus we're helping out on the board of directors of the Hope Collection. And we have a meeting coming up here pretty soon where we're going to be doing, trying to go over with Dr. Joel Griffin's passing that created a great void for us in resources. And so we're trying to spread that out across the team and help each other to carry on the projects that we had underway, including this Hope Talk radio show every 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Saturday being in the earlier hours, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday, being from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time. And that's going to change soon because we're going to get into Eastern Standard Time pretty soon, where we have a time change. So I kind of lost my chain of thought there for a second. We have, as I said, so many different opportunities for people through the Hope Collection. And people are, it's growing, by the way. I don't want to give people the impression that it's not growing, because it is. It's growing every day and every year. So, and the numbers are increasing. And we're bringing in some great people that have the right mindset of wanting to not only help themselves and their family, but also to help other people as well. And that's why I said earlier, that's one of the questions I ask people. Are you interested in helping other people? Because it's a very important question. And if they answer yes, that makes it so much easier when we're working with them and helping them to equip themselves through our self-development program, where they can equip themselves with the skills and the talents they need to move forward with that. And then we coach them. We have a number of the board members and of the team members that are certified life coaches, and that is a tremendous skill to develop, and it's very easy to come by. We have, as one of our many thousands of certifications that are available to people, some are free. And some there's a cost associated with it. But the cost is very minimal compared to getting it anywhere else. If you went to a university, get certified as a life coach, you probably end up spending thousands of dollars. You can get it through the Hope Collection and the partner that partners with us on it for only $69. $69 compared to thousands of dollars. And that's because of the efforts of Dr. Joel Griffin to negotiate that with a top certified, qualified company that provides these certifications, these thousands of certifications. And they're internationally recognized and are internationally certified to provide certifications in thousands of different ways for people. Every time I've shown that program to people, new people that we're introducing to the Hope Collection, they just their mouth goes wide open. Oh my gosh, that's so reasonable, and it's so easy to do. I know I got two of them. I did the life coach one, and I did the virtual assistant one. And I got two of those for $69 because they had a 2-for-1 special. And I don't know if that's still going on, but it might be. Anybody that's interested, I'd ask you to check it out, how to get into certifications. And if you're having a hard time figuring out how to do that, then call me. My number's That's my old number. My number is 908-209-9202. That's 908-209-9202. And I'm located in New Jersey, a little town called Washington, New Jersey, that's almost in Pennsylvania on the western part of the state, where we have many farmers farming in New Jersey. Most people think of New Jersey as just housing and businesses, corporations, and so forth. It's got a lot of that, but there's also a lot of area in New Jersey where there are farms, active farms. People are farming. And right now they're getting ready to start pick the corn. The corn has reached maturity. And the farmers are out there cutting them down, and the new machinery they have now is just fantastic. They can cut down, I don't know, 10 to 15 rows at once and run them through this corn picker, and it separates the ears from the stalks, and it grinds up the stalks and everything, and then it shells the corn off of the ears. And that is a tremendous advance for the farmers. It increases their productivity tremendously because of the number of rows they can take down at once, and the fact that it does the whole thing, including shelling. And believe it or not, that saves them some time getting the corn picked. It saves them a tremendous amount of time. And then with the corn being shelled, it's much easier to run it through a drying process and unload the big hopper on these machines into that drying process where they run it through before they take it to the market. And so it's a tremendous savings for them. I don't know why I got onto that, but anyway, anytime we an organization like the farming organizations around the United States can increase their productivity, they can help to keep the price or the cost of producing it, and they can increase their income, and they can also increase the supply of the food for the hungry people around the world, and that's something that's very important, is to do that and to help other countries and other groups of people that are starving. And right now that's the case in Haiti, and that's the case in many of the smaller Central American and South American countries, where they're having a tremendous shortage of food, and people are starving in a lot of locations. So I think that's an area that needs to get help. One of the leaders on the Hope Collection found a process that was developed by a doctor. It was actually it was like a food supplement for the crops. And it helps to increase the bushels per acre of various crops. And I provided a friend of mine who's farming some of my land that I own out in Illinois. I provided him a supply of that so that he could use it on corn, and he can use it on soybeans, which he plants. And then he called me. He says, "Bob, it increased my output." I says, "Yeah, I knew it would." So anyway, that's just a sideline, but it's an area that even the Hope Collection is involved in. That is in helping people to get the food they need. Not only for themselves, but to feed their animals so that they can have the meat that they need. So
I am very pleased to be part of that and be helping people in that way. So anyway, I put my farm, the man that's renting the land from me and farms it, I put him in contact with how to get some more of that. And by the way, the ones that I gave him, there were gallons of it I gave him, that was free from the supplier. The supplier is trying to promote this new product, and the best way they found to promote it is to provide it for free to the farmers that want to use it. And it's a liquid, and it's very easy to use. It's very easy to just put on the crops at the time that they plant the seed, all done in the same operation. And it's been a big help for them. So and it's gonna increase the food supply over time as word gets out and as people, more and more farmers, start using it. So anyway, I think I was talking about the immigrants at first, and how I feel there's so much that they need help with. And just to give you a couple of examples, about 2 years ago, before COVID, maybe even 2.5 years ago now, I started up a program helping the Spanish immigrants. We have a Spanish ministry in our church, and I joined that ministry. At the time, I wasn't sure why I joined it. I felt that there were some areas that I could help some of these people. So that's why I joined it. But I didn't know specifics because I hadn't talked to too many of them. Well, after I joined the ministry, then I started making some friends with some of them. And we talked about what they are interested in and what their needs are. And I found out exactly what I thought they would be. They're interested in improving their family's lifestyle, and they can do that by increasing their finances. Some of them are interested in education, and some of them are interested in certifications. And some of them are also interested in becoming citizens of this country. They want to make an impact as they're living here and raising their family here. They want to have an impact on this country and help out wherever they can help out. So those are some of the areas that I concentrate on working with them. Housing and finances and getting a better job, getting certified, learning the language, and getting becoming a citizen. An example of that, as I'm working on right now, I'm just helping a lady to become a citizen, helping her to fill out all the immigration papers. And I thought it would be a snap just to get through, fill out all those papers. And I couldn't believe it when I found out how much paperwork there is in that. Now, I helped some people earlier, a couple of years ago, a couple of Spanish guys. They wanted to get their citizenship. And both of them, by the way, have received their citizenship, and they're very happy with it. But I didn't fill out the paperwork. They decided to get an attorney to do it for them. So I wasn't aware of how much work there was. But I did write letters for them to give them the letters that could be included with their application for certification. And so it was very, very important to them. And when they received it, they were just so delighted. And both of them had families, and their families were so excited. One of the things that the immigrants have been afraid of in past years was they didn't want to go to the immigration people and ask for help with getting their citizenship. because they were afraid they might be deported. And it was, so many of them were, had that fear. It was tremendous fears. And I told them, I said, look, these particular two guys that I, there were two men that were of different families, and they had had been in this country a long time illegally, and so that's why they wanted to get their status changed to a permanent citizen, and then get the citizenship papers. But they were afraid, really. I mean, it was a real fear, and so I convinced them. Not only me, but some other people that I talked to about it, talked to them, and then they finally agreed to get the process started. And by the way, becoming getting your status changed and getting a green card and getting a citizenship, that's three different processes through the immigration. And a lot of paperwork has to be filled out, and you got to get a lot of information on background things to substantiate what you've written on the forms, like birth certificates, like marriage licenses, like divorce papers, like where you lived and where you worked and where you're living now if you're in the United States, and paperwork to prove that. So all of that takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes persistence to get that all done. I've just about finished the paperwork for this lady I was talking about, and she's 61 years old, and she lived in Colombia all of her life, Colombia, South America. And she, her one daughter migrated to the United States on a travel visa. And she got married here, and they have children now, her daughter does. And so she wants to come and live where her daughter lives. And she has another daughter in Colombia, but that daughter has no desire to leave Colombia, because she has a boyfriend there, and she's an attorney, and she's got a good job. So she doesn't want to leave Colombia. She wants to stay there, and that's okay. But her mother says, I'm going. I'm heading back to the United States, and I'm going to stay there. Well, anyway, helped her get an apartment, and that wasn't too hard because her daughter and the daughter's husband had bought this house that has two apartments. And they were living in the one apartment downstairs, and they had the upstairs apartment available. So I talked to them about it. I said, let's set that apartment up for your mom and have it all ready for when she comes here. So we did that. And she's very happy with it. And she's very happy living here and very happy being able to help with the grandkids that live downstairs and be able to help them clean the house and help them cook meals. It's a win-win situation for her and her daughter and her daughter's family. And the other daughter is very happy about it. Her other daughter has come over here just to visit and to help out her mom for a while till she gets settled. And but she's heading back this month, as a matter of fact. In October, I was thinking it was the first already, but it's not till tomorrow. But she's heading back on the 10th of October. So, it's a personal choice. It's a personal choice if you want to become an immigrant, if you want to become a citizen of the United States, if you want to move here. That's all a personal choice. And sometimes that choice is made for people. Conditions are so bad in their country. And they want something better for themselves and for their families, and so they make the decision, and they have to save up a lot of money to get here, and then once they get here, to get their status upgraded, It's fairly easy to get a travel visa to travel here, but you're limited to generally 6 months, and then you have to go back. And then I think 3 or 4 months after that, and you can come back again if you want to. But again, it's the travel is expensive, and if they need help to get the paperwork filled out, that's expensive. So it's a commitment that they have to make. And then if they move to the United States, they're going to have to make sure they get some occupation here to help out. And this lady, by the way, is now working in addition to helping out the family. And she got a job attending a small Spanish store. The owner of the store was a friend of the family, and when they heard that their mother was looking for work, they offered her the job, and she took it. So now she's working there part-time, of course, but she'll eventually be working there 5 days a week. And so anyway, I'm going to get off of that story for a while, but it's something that's, I just wanted to say that as a way to demonstrate how we're helping people. And it doesn't matter what their need is or what their interests are. We have programs that we can help them with. And if we don't, we're affiliated with other companies and other organizations and other programs that we can refer them to them. For example, if someone wants to be in their own business and they want to get their business set up as a sub S corporation, which gives them great benefits in the tax areas, and then they can be their own owner, they can be their own boss and be an owner and create some assets through that business. Well, we in the Hope Collection don't do necessary work that's necessary to get a corporation set up, but we do have legal people that we are affiliated with that do those things at a very minimal price. For example, a person can get a business certified as a sub-S corporation for about $200. Now, if you went through a regular attorney and tried to get that done, you're going to be paying $2,000 or $3,000 to get that done because there's a lot of paperwork associated with it. But because we have what we call Friends of Hope, and they're more than just friends. They're actually, they have a contract with Hope to do this for people that need certification. So that's an area where we can help people. And I know about that firsthand because I have set that up through my businesses, just so I would know how the process works and how much it would cost and so forth. See, that's pretty much how we work through the Hope Collection. We have, as I said, we have 6 days a week that this show is broadcast, and different leaders host the show. I have a very good friend of mine, Ron Clayton, who lives up in Buffalo, and he has skills in a lot of different areas, but he has been with the Hope Collection. He was the first president of the board in the Hope Collection, and it's changed a couple of times, and now he's back as the president of the board, and I'm the vice president of the board, and we have 12 different board members, and we generally meet once a month on a conference call, And we discuss not only existing programs in the Hope Collection, but also new programs that people come across. And Dr. Joel Griffin was a master at that. He was always uncovering new programs that we could use to help people. And we cover all of those kinds of things at the monthly board meeting. And then if anything needs approval, we vote on it. And if it's passed, we implement it into the Hope Collection. And as one of our partner programs, and because, see, we can't do it all by ourselves because there's just too much to be done. But if we can find people that a program that fits in with what we're trying to do, and when they see that we have programs that will help them also, we write up a partnership, and then we create what's called a method of operation, how we're going to relate to each other and how we're going to help each other. Another one is called the Golden Rule Society. That was started over, I think it's 45 years now that was started, the Golden Rule Society. And Captain Len Kane, he was a captain in the Navy, and he was a fighter pilot. He flew fighter jets, and he was a top gun. And he, for 45 years, he has developed, he and his wife have developed this organization called the Golden Rule Society. And just like the name infers, his goal with that was to follow the Golden Rule in helping people. In other words, helping them in any way they needed it, and to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And that's the rule that he follows in the Golden Rule Society. He has been nominated, I think, four times or maybe five now for the Nobel Peace Prize for the work that he's done. He and his organization have done over throughout the world. And he's in many, many countries around the world. And he's deeply involved in helping the medical profession in keeping track and getting all their paperwork done properly. He's deeply involved in that. I think it's called NTIVA. I think that's the name of the part of the Golden Rule Society. But he's a fantastic man, just like Dr. Joel Griffin was. And he's an advisor on the board working with us. So Len Kane is a super guy. And he is reaching out to people every day, reaching out to organizations every day that he can work with, that he can help. And he's got people just like we do in the Hope Collection. He has a board of directors, and he has leaders in different fields, and we work together very closely. And then there's a travel business my friend Ron Clayton in Buffalo is very active in the travel business. He and his wife just took a free trip for 2 weeks, all expenses paid because of what he's done through the travel business, because that's one of the side benefits of a travel business. And a person can be a travel agent, and they can help other people with travel. And an example, a personal example I have of that is one of my daughters, my daughter Heather, was going to be married this was about two and a half years ago. And she asked me if I knew of any way I could help her to set up the travel arrangements. And I said, sure, call my friend Ron Clayton. I said, he'll help you. He'll make a whole package together for you. Oh, my gosh. She said, yeah, she knows Ron Clayton. So she said, I didn't even think about that, Dan. So she called him, and he worked up a proposal for her, and he saved her a bundle of money in travel arrangements. and in hotels and automobiles and everything that they needed. And she was so happy with it because they had taken extra special attention of her because Ron Clayton had made the arrangements for her. Was flowers, beautiful flowers in the room, and a basket of food, and passes to a lot of different events that occur in that area, and free. These are free passes. All of this was free, and she got excellent housing, excellent rooms, and excellent view, and everything was just perfect for her. And she was so happy. And I was pleased. I was pleased that she was happy. And that Ron Clayton, and I knew he would. I knew he would help her. He makes travel arrangements for a lot of ministries that are going to go overseas. And he helps them to get all their travel arrangements and save them a bundle of money and help them with their shipping, because a lot of them take Bibles with them. Books, boxes of Bibles, and they take food, and they take other things that that they can distribute where they're going to do their ministry. And some of them take along their tools because they're going to be doing some construction while they're at these locations. And so he got all that stuff shipped. Many times he's done this. He gets it shipped free through the airlines. And that is a tremendous savings for these people. So he's booking them. he's doing such a good job with these ministries that they call him back the next time when they need it, and he'll work on it for them. He and his wife do that together, his wife Linda. So that's another opportunity that I didn't mention that's available to people. You can become a travel agent for a very minimal cost. And not only help with your travel arrangements for your family and friends, but also for people in your church and people where you work and various other. So it's a win-win situation again, because that's what we try to do in the Hope Collection. We try to make it a double win for everybody in helping people. And helping them to help other people. We have many business opportunities that people can take advantage of. And one in particular is, I told you I had a marketing business. Well, I started that through the Hope Collection, through a program we call ePantry. And it's a tremendous, I've been doing that for many years now. And it's growing. Every year it's growing. And I'm helping people if they want to get involved in that program. Very minimal cost, and produces a tremendous amount of income over a period of time. And so another opportunity for people. And as I said, there's many like that through the Hope Collection. You know, in a 1 hour call like this, you can't possibly cover all of the opportunities and possibilities for people. You can't possibly cover all the programs that we have available to help people. I just referred a veteran to a doctor that we are affiliated with through the Hope Collection, Dr. David Dubin. He developed a process to cure people of PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress syndrome, I think it is. I'm not sure what the letters stand for, but it's PTSD and bipolar. He helps people to get cured of that through a process that he's developed over the years. And it's having 85 to 90% success rate. So I think not too many medicines or processes or programs that people will tell you have a 85 to 90% success rate. The virus, the vaccines that were developed for COVID were citing success rates at that level, but it hasn't proven to be quite that good. But anyway, Dr. Dubin is—I heard him talk at a gathering in a hotel in Manhattan, New York City, and I was very impressed with his talk. In fact, I talked to him afterwards, and he gave me his number, and we've talked a lot since then. So I keep referring people to him, and he has, by the way, approval, and this was maybe a year, year and a half ago, he got approval to use this process in all the VA hospitals in the United States, and that's a lot of hospitals, probably 1,000 or more of veterans hospitals, and people are now being cured of those two diseases and other things too that he helps people with. So I'm very pleased. See, and that's how it works. If we don't have something that we can do ourselves to help you, or if you need something that we can't do to help you, then we refer you to somebody else because we have the contacts. That's so important in any program that you're working in, is having the contact. Just, you know, we have the training programs for people if they want to start a small business. We have online training programs that they can use to develop that business. And we do coaching of them while they're developing that business. So these are some things that are available to everybody and anybody. We don't have any qualifications. We don't ask you for a resume or anything like that. All we want to find out is, do you have a need or do you have some interest that you have not been able to fulfill in your life and you want to fulfill it? So then we help you to do that. So with that, it's getting towards the end of the show, and I think I'm going to sign off and wish you all a great day, a very blessed day, and I'm about talked out. That's why I'm stopping early. It's only about a minute and a half left. So anyway, I hope that some of you have learned something about the Hope Collection and learned something about what's available there out here to help you. And it's not about me. It's about you. It's about all the people that we're working with, how we can help them to improve their lifestyle and improve their family's lifestyle. And everyone that we start in the program, we don't say, this is what you got to do, go do it. No, we stick with you all the way through. I make a lifetime commitment to someone when I'm working with them or an organization that I'm working with. I work with the Knights of Columbus a lot, and I work with the veterans a lot, and with the other organizations that I'm helping a lot. And I made a lifetime commitment. As long as the good Lord allows me to be able to help people, I'm going to do it. And that's my commitment. And so if you, I gave my phone number out earlier, and call me if you want to. If you need to, if you have a desire, if you just want to find out more information, give me a call. My name is Bob Oakley, O-A-K-L-E-Y. And I'll repeat my number again. It's 908-209-9202. That's my number. It's my cell phone number. And if I don't call you, I promise I will call you back. I may not call you back the first hour or the first day, but I will call you back. If you can text me, it's even better if you text me, because then I will know who you are, and I'll know that you were referred by me to call me. So that's really the best way to do it, because sometimes I don't always call people back when I don't have any idea where the telephone number is or who it came from. And there's so much scamming going on nowadays that I tend to answer texts very quickly. But if it's a phone call that I'm not sure about and I feel uncomfortable with, I will just delete it. So if you've called me and you don't get an answer, send me a text. Or you can send me an email, ROAKLEY1. That's R Oakley, ROAKLEY, the number one, at hotmail.com. ROAKLEY1 at hotmail.com. So there you go. You got no excuse for not reaching me. No excuse for not coming on the Hope Collection, because the number is 714-816-4686, and you can reach that anytime, 12 noon to 1 every day of the week, and on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you all, and God bless America. Have a great day. Bye.